Okay, so with that being said, let me get my stuff here, my ducks in a row. I think Caroline, that she puts this up here like she did. Thank you for keeping my place up here organized. She's such a blessing. So, there's this one here, and inside of it is the cross. Inside this egg is the cross, okay? The next one is a stone. The next one is a stone. So I'm going to ask you this question. What's in this one? Everybody says nothing. I was waiting for somebody to say pantyhose. But you're right. There's nothing in it. But we're going to talk about that this morning. That what does this represent? Well, first off, the egg itself, you know, why eggs at Easter time? Why? Well, Easter egg or eggs, period, represent new life. When we see a baby chick, they are so precious, right? They are so cute, and it represents new life. We see new life in a baby chick. So again, the egg itself represents new life. But the cross represents what? It represents Jesus dying on the cross, right? Okay, and then the second one, the stone, it was rolled away from the tomb. But the thing about this is like, okay, Pastor Bonnie, the one, we get the one about the cross, but what does the stone being rolled away represent? Well, it represents God's power, because we've seen pictures of the tomb, and we've seen the stone that they used to close the tomb up, and you know that it takes probably 3 or 4 men to roll that stone, right? So with that being said, when we talk about the stone being represented, it's God's power. God's power. And it took God's power to bring Christ from the grave and bring him up so that he could be resurrected. And again, that brings us to this one. And that's, of course, the empty tomb. But that's when he rose from the dead. But I'm going to read this part. The stone rolled away represents when Christ Jesus overcame death and victory, our sins, and the grave by the power. So it's not that, you know, yes, we have a choice to ask Christ to forgive us of our sins, and we also have a choice, just like I said Friday Thursday at Jerry's funeral, that at the end I said, you don't have a choice of when you're going to die. But you do have a choice of where you go when you die. Okay? So we have a choice. But if Christ had not died, we wouldn't have a choice. If he had not died on the cross and was resurrected, we would not have that choice. Okay? So with that, I'm first going to ask you this question. I asked this Friday. What makes Good Friday good? What makes Good Friday good? That's the first question. Because with his death, Jesus gave us new life, which brings us back to this. Okay? That's the symbol that we could use today because it's Easter. Okay? But that's the reason, because if it wasn't for Christ, we wouldn't be able to have that option of new life, right? But here's the other question. Easter, resurrection. What does that mean and why does it matter? Are you ready? Today, around the world, over 1 million people are going to celebrate Easter. And think about it. 2,000 years ago, it's still impacting the world today. It's still allowing the people to be impacted by the resurrection of Christ. And did you know there was a poll taken by Gallup that 84% of people who don't go to church still believe that Christ rose from the dead. Think about that. 84% of people that don't go to church at all still believe that Christ rose from the dead. That he died on the cross for us and he rose from the dead. Now, Jerusalem, definitely were aware of that. And eventually, the Roman Empire had figured that out too, that he rose from the dead. So we're going to talk about, there's 15 historical references of Jesus coming, that he's resurrected. So we're going to only talk about three. The first one is out of Luke 24. Two men, they're on their way to Emmaus. And they're talking to each other, and they're talking about what happened to this Jesus guy who was put on the cross, and he was innocent. They put him on the cross, but he's innocent. And these two guys are talking on the road on the way to Emmaus, and another guy comes up and starts talking to him. And he's saying, what are you guys talking about? And they say, are you not, where are you, where have you been? I mean, weren't you around when, didn't you hear about Jesus dying on the cross? He was innocent, and yet they crucified him. So they're sharing this with this other man that comes up to meet them. Well, they're with this, this man is with these two men from Emmaus, and they're with them all day long. At the end of the day, they're eating dinner together, and the man says, let's eat, and he takes the bread, and he gives thanks, and he breaks it, and he gives it to the two men that were going to Emmaus. And at the moment he gives them that bread, their eyes are opened, and they realize it's Jesus. Can you imagine that? That they, all this time, for a whole day, they were talking to the man, Christ, who died on the cross and he's resurrected, and they got opportunity to talk to him? For not just a few minutes, for the whole day. Can you imagine the surprise that their spiritual eyes were opened up and they recognized that he was the Christ, that he was the man who died on the cross, and that he is alive? Okay, here's the next one. Jesus cooks breakfast for the disciples on the shore of the Sea of Galilee after his resurrection. He's still serving them. He's still serving them, just like he did when he walked on the earth before he was crucified. He was a servant. And that's what he was doing. He was serving them. Can you imagine their surprise? Here's another one. Jesus appeared to more than 500 people after his resurrection. Now, again, there were 15 historical references to prove that Christ was resurrected. Okay? It talks about that in Scripture, of course, in the New Testament. Now, there are three events. These three events that I'm sharing with you are proof, but I want to share this with you. It proves that Jesus is who he claims to be. He claimed to be God, and his resurrection backs it up. Him coming back to life backs up what he says. I am God. I am the Son of God. I am God. Okay? Then it says, and it says it in 4:6, John 4:6, I am the way, truth, and the life. No one came up. Can come to the Father except through me. Get this. Now, not only when that happened, it splits time. And you're saying, what are you talking about? Well, B.C. is before Christ. A.D., Anno Domini, is after Christ. So every time you and I write a date on our checks or whatever we're writing a date on, guess what it does? It brings us back to the reference point of Christ. That every time we write a date down, it refers to the reference point of Jesus Christ and what he did for us, before and after. Now, these events also prove, number two, Jesus has the power. It talks about in Matthew 28 that he claims that he has the power. Go and make followers of all people in the world, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That same power has been given to us to fulfill our callings. And I mentioned that at the funeral as well, that when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, just as Jesus said when he left the disciples, he said, when I leave you, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to give you power, to comfort you, to lead you, and to guide you. So, again, he's come back to life, and he's proved by his resurrection that he also says that he gives you the power. He sent the power. Three, Jesus does what he promised to do. It says he came back to life just as he said he would, because in Colossians it says he has forgiven all of our sins and canceled every debt we owed. Now, let's review a little bit. Let's review. We have the basics, right? We have the basics of he was arrested, he was crucified, and then 3 days later, he was raised from the dead. Okay? But the thing that we're not realizing here, that we're missing, and it's one of the most important things about today, and that is that it changed the whole world. Today changed the whole world forever, forever and ever. We miss the story of the resurrection because it's not just about Jesus' story, it's about our story. Remember, I talked at the funeral that Jerry's story, God had written his story through his life, and yet his story had ended when his body was not serving and was done. God was done serving him here on this earth. But he has eternity. He starts a new journey in eternity. And that's what I'm talking about. The day we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are a part of that resurrection. Jesus said that when I am resurrected, you will be a part of that. You don't have to endure the pain that I did. You don't have to endure the humiliation that I did. But I will take your sin upon me, and I will go to the cross, and I will take my blood, and I will wash you as white as snow. But you are still, even though you didn't endure all that I endured, you are a part of that resurrection. You see, Jesus' death and resurrection didn't just prove that there was life after death. That resurrection proves that you and I can have life after death as well. That's life beyond the grave. So, if we trust Christ and who he is and what he's done for us, our death becomes a transition. It's not the end. Jerry's life was not it. His work here is done, but he's just transitioned from here to eternity. There's no stopping. I love what this, I found this, and I just want to read this. It says, one day our heart will stop beating. That will be the end of our body. Okay? But it will not be the end of who we are, who God made us to be. It's not the end. God made us to last forever. How many of us have thought, there's got to be more to life than this? How many of us have said that? I remember saying that as a teenager. Isn't there more to life than this? There is. That's why that's kind of implanted into us. It's kind of like a no-brainer that, God, there's more. There's got to be more than just this. And he's saying, you're right. Now you're catching on. You're catching on. There's more to life than this. In John 11, 25, 26, it says, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. So if Jesus hadn't died, if he had not died on the cross and been resurrected 2,000 years ago, you and I would have no hope, no chance of getting into heaven, and no hope for eternal life, right? But because Jesus came and paid a price he did not owe for a debt we could never pay. How? Because he is risen. He has risen indeed. Amen? Now, with that being said, Bruce, would you take the offering plate and put it on the pew and bring me that table up, please? And let's see, who can I get? Sophie's hiding behind Lois. So I'm going to have the two sisters compete with each other. And I need somebody. Carolyn, do you have a timer on your phone? Okay, I need a timer right there. Okay, girls, you two girls want to come up here. You're going to compete against each other. And what they're going to do is like a little puzzle, and you can decide who goes first, one on this side and one over here. Okay, I'll tell you when to start. Yeah, start, stop. Yeah. So you need to know how long it takes them. So what this spells out is Happy Easter. But on both sides, there's different letters. So they got to figure out what letters go, and you're going to put Happy Easter. So we're going to let you start. Who wants to start? He's going to start. All right, pick a number from 1 to 2. No, pick a number from 1 to 6.
4.
6 it was. You still get to do it. Okay, So, do you want to set them out in a row, or do you, how do you want to do it? You want to grab them from the bag, or how do you want to do it? Time is, let's put them here, then that way. But now your Happy Easter's got to face them. Okay. So you might want to come around this way. Okay? So Happy Easter, and you tell her when you're ready to start. Because Caroline's going to do the timer. You ready? Okay, go. So Happy Easter. You got to bring them up so they can see them too. Oh, I love the way she's figured this out. Yeah, so they can see them. Yeah. Okay, that's it. She says, I'm doing a practice run. Gotta find a why. Where's your why? It's harder than it looks. There she goes. Okay, now. Did you get it? Okay, stop. How long did it take? Okay, we're gonna mix them all up. You got it, Caroline, or did you? Okay, how long?
105.
Remember 105, somebody. Okay, you ready? On your mark, get set, go. Okay.
Wait.
Oh, nice. Okay, now she's got it.
44.
Oh, so she got it. Okay, so you won. There's a prize for you. Remind me afterwards. Any adults? You guys can go have a seat. Any adults want to try this? Not one adult? Oh. Okay. Well, anyway, Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Let's go ahead and close with prayer. As we go into this new week, Father God, we ask that your words of truth be planted firmly within us and help us to keep focused on what is pure and what is right. Give us the power to be obedient in your word, to your word, and when the enemy reminds us of where we have been, and he tries to whisper his lies and hurting attacks our way, may he be reminded again of his future. For we have a future and a hope with you. We've been set free. We've been redeemed. And we hold fast to the knowing fact that you, Jesus, have rose from the dead. And that because of that, we have obtained new life in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's stand for our closing hymn, He Lives.